Blog Talk Radio.
What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time. What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time. What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time. What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time. What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time. What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time. What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time. What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time. What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time. What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time. What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time. What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
We're right.
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classic.
won't do. I'll give the word to you if you want me to. I'll do anything. I'm nothing in the world that I won't do. I'll give the word to you if you want me to. I'll do anything.
Why I Yo. What's up? Yo, what's up? Can you hear me?
Yo, yo, what's up? Yeah, I hear you.
Yo, yo, yo. Freddie Garcia. Can
what's
you guys
up?
Hear me okay?
What's going on? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what's
loud
up?
And clear.
Okay, cool. We got a little bit of feedback. Is there any way we could fix that? Are you guys, like, in the same room there?
Nah. That's you, because that's not me.
No, I'm in the restroom,
okay.
Bro, so I'm good.
Oh,
that.
Good, man, I couldn't hold it.
Holding it from 8:30, on.
For the
I was waiting, bro. 6:30. I couldn't help it. I was like, oh, I might just take you to the restroom.
No, that's when you get old, dude. Your colon
I
can't fucking sex tight enough anymore.
Fucking pancreas.
It's my prostate. I told you.
It's all the gay sex, dude. You gotta stop doing it. I told you, man.
Oh,
shit.
Well, listen,
I told you, bro.
Let's start off with Mr. Dennis Vargas. Okay.
Yeah.
I went ahead and I introduced you. Let's, I'm going to ask you a few questions. We're going to get to DJ because I know you guys are busy. You guys are doing some type of commercial tonight or something like that, right?
Actually, I just finished the commercial right now, so we're good
okay.
to go on that.
Okay, cool. Dennis, first and foremost, let me ask a little bit about your work. Tell us how you started out in comedy and who influenced you.
How I started out in comedy. I don't know. I used to always go to comedy shows, and it just looked like so much fun. And I said, you know what? I got to try it. Just give it a shot one time. And I went up there one time to an open mic, and I did really good. I did great. And I was like, man, this is easy. And then it wasn't until I bombed when I was like, man, this sucks. But by that time, I was already hooked. I was like, you know, I loved it, and I couldn't stop doing it. So I've been doing it for about 7 years. As far as influences, my favorite comedian of all time is George Carlin. So, that's pretty much that. I don't know if you were expecting a joke in there, but... did she leave or is she still there?
I don't know. I think she jammed.
I know. I'm here. Here we go.
And that was awesome, Dennis. That's a great story.
Yeah. Listen.
Well, I'm being honest. What the hell, man? I think this is like an honesty segment right here.
I think you better go get a tissue. You're going to cry, homie.
I thought we were letting out our feelings, man. I didn't go to therapy today, so this is my therapy right now.
Man, wow. I got to go make some ticket deliveries. What's the holdup? I got appointments. I got to be made.
Tell us,
you got to deliver them on your bicycle, huh?
How'd you know that you were going to get
like
into
that?
Comedy?
How did I know?
Yeah, like, I mean, was it when you were younger, were you telling jokes to the family, everybody thought you were funny, or how'd that happen?
No, I think because I will attest to this, every time we would drink and hang around and get drunk, I would always be the first one to start talking crap. So I think that's where it started. I always started talking shit first, and then they would tell me to shut up, and I couldn't because I was already drunk. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start writing stuff down.
pretty much. That's probably pretty much how it happened.
Yeah. So you guys, like, grew up together?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Since we were, like, 14.
I've known Cazal and Freddie since they were skinny. So that's been a long time.
I knew Dennis
would
need
to.
I was gonna say something. Never mind.
Yeah,
because
I
know what
you're
gonna say already. Yeah, because I knew
right.
I was a woman before my sex changed.
Mm-hmm. We knew Dennis when he was actually Mexican, but now he's a.
Twisted
movie. He's white.
Yeah.
So I got my papers, fool. I got my papers.
He's whitewashed.
It's just because I have.
Nah, but yeah, we grew up together. It's crazy. I knew this guy forever.
All right, so and DJ Cavell, you've come a long way in your DJing, and you're a very successful DJ. You've done a lot of shows for big names and things like that. Tell us a little bit about your background in DJing.
Man, where did I start? I started early 90s. My older brother basically pretty much influenced me. He was doing his DJing too when he was a lot younger. I just remember hearing him, you know, go in the garage, I'll hear him do what he does, and when he was gone, I'll sneak in and just mess with the system, and pretty much that's where it all started, man. I just love the music, I love the transition between two songs, and especially when the scratching came in, I just thought that was amazing. I was like, man, how they can transition a rhythm and a song off of just moving your hands back and forth and just messing with the vinyl. Mm-hmm. Once I started doing that and just getting more involved in it, it just took it to a whole different level, and from there I just started doing my own music and doing my own shows, and it just pretty much took it to a whole different level. But yeah, it started at early age, early 90s, and that's
in the
pretty 90s? Much hard off, pretty much. Yeah, early 90s.
Okay.
And it was funny though how it all started though, because when we did that, I remember seeing my brother, you know, playing. He moved, and then we all moved, and I kind of was away from the music for a little bit. And it was funny how it all happened. This is where me and Dennis get involved. We were crazy. We were in the streets, like, we were tigers. We used to be right on the walls and all that stuff. And I remember my dad was like, man, boy, what do you got to do to still get you in trouble? He said, drop off me and Dennis at my mom's house, the police. And then my dad was like, man, what do you got to do to still get you in trouble? So my brother and my dad came together, and they got me a DJ system. And that's honestly what took us to the next level. Yeah, it took us to the next level. And that's where everything started.
I remember that. Yeah.
Is that right, Fran?
Yeah, it was
so
years ago.
That's my mom.
Yeah.
That's when my mom used to whip me with the little small Dodger bats. Remember those?
I remember that.
Oh, man.
So
God,
how old
get in
were
your
you
room.
When you got your first system?
Damn, 12, 13 years old, I think.
Wow.
Yeah,
I was a little traviato,
when I was younger.
So you basically taught yourself how to scratch and how to mix?
Well, what it was, a lot of it was just looking at videos. Back then, there was a thing called DMC. It was like a DMC battles where a lot of DJs would enter and do a contest. And what they do is, they will videotape it. And I would just go rent the videos and go check it and see how they do it. And I was really fascinated by a lot of these.
You sit back. Yeah, dude.
What's that?
Go ahead. When we used to rent those and just sit back and watch them all day, remember?
So what I would do is I would look at the videos and just kind of like mimic what they did and seeing how they maneuvered the records and the mixer, and I was like, wow, man, I could do that. So long story short, I would just take different styles from different people and just kind of build my own styles together with it and go from there. When I started DJing, it was all old school. That's where I pretty much started when I played. You know, that's where basically you would hear scratching from. But in my era, when I was growing up, that's when dance music was really, really popular, and it was like all house music, deep house, and hard house.
Freestyle,
so,
yeah.
Well, freestyle was a little bit before my time. That was like, I think, more Freddie's era. But when I started in '90s, it was more like Robin S. and Masters at Work. So it was more like a deep house type. Exactly. So that's when I started. So when I started that, what kind of maneuvered me or actually got me to a different level is I used the skill of me scratching, but I did it in the house form. So when I played house music, I would scratch with that and do different tricks, and that's pretty much where it got me. So it was pretty cool, man. It was a cool dream. That's a dream.
Well, I think that's awesome. I mean, you guys grew up in the barrio right there in La Puente, right?
Yep. Right there in the hood.
Okay, So we got three cholos right here that grew up in the barrio. They're all, you know, one's a stand-up comedian, one's a promoter, and then one's a DJ, and they're very successful. They got together, and this is this going to be your guys' actually your first show together?
Well, as a series, yeah. As a comedy, yeah, correct. I mean, I'm not going to do another comedy show with anybody else, and we pretty much, me and Dennis talked about it. We're like, you know, man, we definitely got to do something. I mean, we literally, we grew up together, you know, really young, and we used to talk about stuff like this. Man, imagine if we did this and blow this. But, I mean, Dennis was always a shit talker. I'm sorry, I don't want to cut. He was always a doo-doo talker. So he would always be baggy. He would always be the one, always all drunk and talking smack. And we knew one day, he's like, man, you're going to end up. You go, you're going to end up being a joker one day. I mean, I'll be a comedian one day, watch. And pretty much it happened. So that's cool. It's just weird how things come together. So when me and Dennis talk, we're like, you know, we should do something together and start a series together. That Control Fest came together. But the way we talked about it, we're trying to do this in a whole different, like a whole different aspect as far as bringing the DJ culture and the comedy culture together. Trying to do something different. It's not like your average comedy show where, you know, you sit down and listen to a comedian and bam, you walk away. No, we want to give it flavor. We want to make it seem like you're at someone's backyard bagging each other or whatever the case may be. But I want it to be where, you know, he's doing his work and comedy, and then between the sets, we play music. You know, you can get up and dance if you want to or whatever the case may be on that part. But that's how we want to do on this show. So that's what me and Dennis talked about, you know, get it going and see where it takes us. So far, we've been getting a lot of good responses, so we're really, really excited about what's going to take place on this.
Well, it definitely sounds like that's what's up, you know. And just to, you know, encourage a little bit more as far as your guys doing this project together. I mean, you would probably make, or most definitely make, you know, wonderful entrepreneurs for the younger generation and, you know, the you know, Chicanos out there that, that, you know, grew up in the same type of neighborhoods, and you know, you guys are successful. You guys are a role model to them. So, you know, I just think it's awesome. The show, let's talk a little bit about the show, where it's going to be. It's, I know, Mission Tobacco Lounge right here in Riverside. And let us know who else is, or if there are going to be any other performers. We know DJ Kizal is going to be getting down. And then, you know, any
questions?
Dennis,
you got
more of that.
Pochino. Yeah, we have Pochino that's going to be hosting the show. We have Anne Flagg that's going to be on the show. She's a local comic in Riverside. And we have Manny Maldonado who's going to be closing it out. And he's a great, great comic. He tours all over the country. He's been on Que Locos tour with Paul Rodriguez. And he's a Latin Kings of comedy. So he's the real deal. So.
Nice. Okay, well, listen, there's been several callers since we started the show. They're calling in, hanging up, calling in. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play...
I think that's my mom calling from over.
I'm going to take like a one-minute break, answer a couple of these lines, and bring you back live, and then I want to bring
cool,
Freddie.
Cool,
because
I got to sit down and pee, so perfect timing.
Okay, well, I mean, as long as you can multitask, you're right. We'll be right back. Radio.
Hey, remember, Kazal, you wipe front to back, not back to front.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to Versatile Radio. We have quite a few callers on the line trying to win these tickets right now. Let's go ahead and let's talk about this. How are we
going to
give away these tickets, guys?
Can I just say something for some reason? Because of your music, I feel like a nasty girl for some reason.
There you go.
That okay, music on hold is crazy.
Dennis.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you guys hear me okay now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how are we gonna give away these tickets? Because we got quite a few people on the line right now.
I would say just a simple comedy question.
Okay.
Whoever can answer, what's the name of the comedy club in Pasadena?
What's the name?
Oh my God.
All right.
It's a simple question.
Let me bring the first caller live. Hold on.
Yeah.
Angie from area code 76. Oh, you're live on Versatile Radio.
Hi. So what was the question? What is the name of a
comedy club in
Pasadena?
It is one of the oldest comedy clubs in the country.
What was that?
It's one of the oldest comedy clubs in the country. Or it might be the oldest comedy club in the country.
Yeah, I think it is, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't know right away?
You gotta be a fan of comedy.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm gonna let you think about it. I'll take a few more callers, and we'll bring you back live. Area code 951. I believe Joe. Is this Joe?
Yes, this is him.
You're live on Versatile Radio. Go ahead, Dennis. What was the question?
What is the name of the comedy club in Pasadena?
The Improv.
Nope.
What? Okay. Should we maybe make the question a little bit more detailed as far as, because there's probably a few.
No, there's only one comedy club in Pasadena.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
there's only one. Yeah, only one.
Okay, well, we got two sets of tickets that we're giving away, correct?
Yeah, that's a total of four, yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you guys.
Yeah, it's two sets of tickets, so it's four.
You got two.
We're gonna come back to you. I'm gonna take the next caller live.
The Ice House?
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, she Googled it real quick. Huh?
Hey, she won it. Screw it.
Hey, this is my wife right here.
Oh, okay, so this is Joe, right?
Yeah, this is Joe.
Yeah, but he didn't know. He didn't listen to me when I said
it's all right, Joe. You got it, though. So that's what it is. Because I was even thinking about it, too. I was looking at my phone and trying to see what it was.
I'm thinking the Improv,
well,
man.
So we'll give it to Joe's wife, and she could take whoever she wants.
Oh, hold on, man. Why are you starting trouble for with the Versatile Radio fans? All right, so tell them a little bit more about this show. What time, where's it at, all that stuff.
Well, I'll take care of it. It's the Mission Tobacco Lounge, Friday, 9 p.m., downtown Riverside. That's all you need to know. It's called Cholo Fest. Just look for the lowriders. There's going to be some lowriders parked out right in front. We got Empire Entertainment hooked us up with some lowriders. So
awesome.
It's going to be a real Cholo Fest, yeah.
Joey, are you a Cholo fan?
Oh, yeah, I can't. That sounds really fun, or the.
No, it's going to be a good show, man. It's definitely going to be a good show. You want to get there early, you know, so the doors do open up at 9, but my suggestion is probably get them maybe like 8:30 or so will be your best bet, because we're not going to let anybody in the location until 9 o'clock. So get there,
okay,
be ready,
cool.
Man. It's going to be off the hook.
Okay.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we got another caller.
We'll see you there, brother.
The
we'll see you there.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
Go ahead and take this next caller live. Do you have another question for this, or do you want to take a break and come back?
You could take this one, because I'll give them a question. About, yeah,
all right.
Go ahead,
we got area code 951. You're live on Versatile Radio, prefix 999.
Yo.
Hello.
What's the question?
How's it going?
Yo, you're live on Versatile Radio.
All right.
Who's on the line?
Yeah. I'm going.
Hello?
I can hear you barely.
Okay, who's this?
This is Joe Carter.
Joe Carter. That don't sound like a Cholo fan. Sound like a white guy.
I was just vlogging in.
What did I miss? I'm trying to get some tickets.
What's up, Joe? What's going on, brother? This is Cazelle, man.
What's going on? Yeah, I'm trying to get some of those tickets.
That's right. Okay, cool. What city are you living, brother?
I'm in Riverside.
Riverside? Okay, cool. All right, let's see here. So what we're doing, man, you have to answer the question. If you answer the question correctly, bro, you'll get these sets of tickets. So let's see here. I got to think of a question. Are you a Raiders fan?
No.
Oh, man. Okay, cool.
Yeah, he wins. He wins automatically. He wins.
Hey, you know what, bro? I'm not either, bro. I'm not even a sports fan yet. So either way, you win the tickets, bro. So you got them.
Yeah.
So go ahead and give him a set of tickets. He's all good. You got it, brother. We'll see you there.
Got it.
All right.
Hey, what's your name?
The winners stay on the line so I can get
Joe
your information.
Carter. I love that movie.
Joe
Carter. The movie's awesome.
I'm gonna bring this caller back live because she did give some effort. Caller in area code 760.
Yeah. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. I hope to see you at the event anyway.
She doesn't sound very convincing.
I know. You guys.
I say, let's give another set of tickets, guys. I mean, they didn't make an effort to try to get it going. So I think we'll give another set up, even though, because that was a kind of hard question, too, Dennis. I was like, man, I really didn't know. I thought it was improv.
That was the easiest question. That was the easiest question.
Fool, well, you're a comic.
I don't answer the Raider question.
I know.
So, yeah, we'll go ahead and give you another set of tickets. No problem. We'll get you set up with that. So, we'll get you your information, and we'll get you over there at the door and the guest list.
Bring some friends out.
Yeah, but they got a pay, though.
Well, of course.
Exactly. I got child support to pay, man.
Yeah, where are you calling in from, Angie?
I'm calling in from Riverside.
From Riverside, okay.
Yeah.
We got quite a few Riversiders. Do you like the channel?
Well, perfect. Just all we ask is just spread the word. Spread the word.
Yeah, just let them know.
For sure. DJ Cazelle, he'll be getting down on the ones and twos. You know, I hope you can bring your boogie shoes.
Hey, we'll have CDs for sale there too, buddy. We have his gear there for sale too.
Nice. So you're putting together some compilations of mixtapes?
We got it all. We'll have that. We'll have our gear, CDs, everything.
That's it.
Wow. Okay. Nice.
Hey,
sounds
I got stuff to sell too, man. Not only him.
All right. For the winner, these past two winners, I mean, I'm sure you guys heard the information. It's going to be this Saturday, the 18th.
Friday.
Okay. Mission Tabasco. Tabasco. Yeah. Hey, that dude's gonna hate me. I had an event like that too, but
Mr. Tabasco Lounge?
Hey, we're just keeping it Chicano, huh?
Yeah,
so it's right there. It's right there on University, and I believe it's next to Lake Alice. So you guys just Google it or whatever. But basically, how are they gonna receive their tickets?
So what's going to happen is you're going to get their information.
Okay.
Yeah, get their information, name, and we'll put them on the guest list. And from there, all they got to do is go to the front door, just say their name, and then we'll have it all set up for them when they get there. Cool. Yes.
That's it.
All right.
I love these call-in radio shows because I did this entire interview in my boxer sitting on my couch. This is awesome.
Oh, here we go. Tell us a joke, Dennis.
Tell us a joke.
Come on, possum.
On Friday to the MPL. Okay,
there it is.
Tell me a joke.
Give us a little taste of what we're gonna be hearing Friday night.
Yeah, Dennis, let's get a little taste, Dennis.
Come on, Dennis. You're in your boxers. Come on.
Oh, see that gives you the impression of getting a little taste. That's fucked up. Nah, I don't like games. All my jokes are going to be there at the MPL, man. Okay, I'll give the premise of my the probably my most popular joke is like, okay, so how older woman is a cougar? Does that mean that a hot older hood rat is a possum? And there's gonna be a lot of possums at the MTL on Friday, I'm sure.
Hey Dennis, I have a question for you.
What?
Who was your biggest show with that you consider your biggest first show? Who was that with?
My biggest first show. When I first started off, I started off at the Downtown Comedy Club. Which it's not there anymore. It's in downtown LA, right on 5th and Main, right on Skid Row. And that comedy club was run by Garrett Morris. I don't know if you know who Garrett Morris is. Garrett Morris is one of the original cast members of Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the first cast members. He right now he's on that show, Two Broke Girls. If you ever watched that on Fox, Channel 11. So he was probably the biggest show I ever did. When I first started off, I started off at his club, and he knew my name, and I was, like, all excited and everything. So, but my first biggest show was probably with Rudy Moreno.
Okay.
I started off my first goal to when I started doing comedy was to get to the Ice House. I wanted to perform at the Ice House, and I had the chance to perform on there on the Ice House Rudy Moreno show quite a few times. So that was, like, probably my biggest accomplishment, you know. So I would have to say that, probably Rudy Moreno.
Okay. And what about you, DJ Cazell? What would you consider your biggest first show? Or, like, who was performing?
Oh, man, I didn't know where to start. It depends on what type of music. I think I performed with, everybody I wanted to perform with. It's crazy. I got signed to Universal and Thump Records when I was 17 years old. And after that, I started doing a lot of tours. And I was performing with a lot of big acts. Man, I can't think about it. Let me see. I did a scratchy pedal for Ron Yo.
Huh?
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's not that. It's not putting me in a spot. It's just like trying to think back, man. I'm old, so trying to go back on when
gotta,
I actually.
We got to exercise our memory, you know, as we get older, right?
Exactly. There you go. But no, I think, it was, man, the name goes on. I mean, the list goes on. It's crazy.
Okay.
To see here, who have we done stuff with? Who,
so
who,
you
who do you think, Freddie?
Are you
I'm saying,
right
I can remember. I, what happened?
I'm sorry.
I said,
well, go ahead. I'm sorry. What was the question?
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just going to ask him, are you still signed with Thump Records? I mean, are they still putting music out there or putting compilations out?
No, what happened was is when I did the deal with them, it was only good for, I believe, I did it for 4 years. After that, I started my own company, and I had my own label. And once I started doing my own label, I was bringing out my own artists and my own stuff. So I was like, I want to say maybe 18, 19, 30. When was that when I started the company in my mom's garage?
it was about 18 years old,
So then I started signing artists, and I started coming out with oldie compilations, and I started doing my own stuff. And to this day, I'm doing it now, luckily with the help of my wife. She's my manager, so she's actually the one that got me all organized and got me everything together. And then my brother Freddie, he's my promotional marketing director. So with us put together, we made a great team. You know what I mean? We're going from there. I guess now, as far as the people I perform with, I think I perform with everybody that I want to perform with. And it's cool because I'm meeting a lot of different people and I'm doing a lot of work with a lot of different people. But, I mean, as in people that I've worked with, man, the list goes on. And I just want to say it was a bunch of legends and a lot of people that I work for, but I'm really truly blessed to be a part of and to have met. But, I can't think of them. I just say everyone. Name a name. Maybe I performed with them.
That's
and
awesome.
Just like that. I mean, my brother Freddie, who can vouch for that, too, just – We've been everywhere. We've done a lot of things. So, I mean, I just can't think about it right now. But just put it this way, I actually started from the house era, but I ended up getting into the Chicano rap market, too, as well. I put a lot of artists as well. Then I got into back in the oldies, and then I'm doing old school, and I'm doing funk. So I dealt with a lot of different artists. Brendan Wood was a big person for me. And then at the age of 17, I was one of his personal promoters. It was me and Philip Munoz, rest in peace. Which was his manager at the time, and I was only like 16, 17 promoting for Brian, and all his shows he was doing. I was out there with them, so it was pretty awesome. Let me see what else. And then Rodney O from Rodney O Joe Cooley, when mm-hmm. Rodney and Joe were split up for a little bit, I did a scratching pattern for Rodney O for one of his albums, the one that before the album that came out, You Don't Hear Me Though. I did that. Man, what else? It goes on, but yeah. I just truly am blessed. And it's been a good years, a few years that have came by.
It's been a good journey, bro. Good journey, period. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But now we're just taking it to a whole different level now. Now it's more. It was fun in games when we were younger. Now it's more of a business, and now we're bringing good entertainment. Out there to the fans and to the people that want to enjoy themselves. And it's all at an affordable rate. I'm not trying, when I do my videos, I was doing Wicked Wednesdays for a little bit, which you're still working on. I tell everyone, all the shows that I'm putting together, I want to make sure it's affordable so everyone come out of a good time. And it's not always about, making a profit doing this, but I'm happy when I make my money back and people come out and have a good time with us. And that's what we're here to do. So with my Kazelka, my wife, my brother, my sister-in-law, we come together and we make things happen. So support us. And this is one big show that you guys don't want to miss, which is Cholo Fest. This is going to be our first series, volume one. Me and Dennis are really working hard on this one. We have another one coming out too. And we'll also be doing a DVD on this. We got some plans with it as well. So if you guys want to come on and be on the DVD as well, you definitely want to come on this one and come hang out with us. It's going to be on and cracking. And I'll be in the mix. My boy Dennis will be doing his thing. And it'll be awesome. But, yeah, that's pretty much how it goes down, what we do.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Okay, thank you.
Well, Versatile Radio, we're getting together. Our next jam, which is probably going to be at the beginning of the year, hopefully. We like to work with a lot of the freestyle artists, old school freestyle, new school freestyle, out on the East Coast. So hopefully we'll be able to touch down with you guys and, do something together. And it's all about uniting and – Yeah. So
sounds good.
Anyways,
I'm done with that, definitely.
Yeah, that'll work.
I want to thank all the callers right now. I know they're still on the line. Thank you guys for calling. These guys are they're awesome. As you can hear, they're funny as heck. So you guys come out.
Oh, this is what we are in the daily. So don't even trip. You guys know who us on a personal level. We say nothing. But it just this is what we want to give you guys. Just the way we are. You come kick back with us like you're kicking in our backyard. We're gonna be the same way we act. When you talk to the same way we act at the comedy shows, man. We're cool. We're funny. We kick it. But I'm not the comedian. Dennis is the one. Man, this fool's a funny cat. Trust me. So we're gonna have a good time, guys. You guys come on, have a good time. And like I said, it's only $10 pre-sale. $15 at the door, so save your lunch money. It's all good.
That's it. There you go. Or recycle your beer cans. That's a good way to get money too.
That's what's up.
And you're saving the environment too, so.
Exactly. And I'm not charging you 10 cents for a bag, so don't trip. You're good.
No shit. Oh my bad.
So let's get this money. It's not quiet now.
I know. Awkward silence.
Hello.
It's the awkward silence.
Yo.
Hey, it's cool, Dan. It's like your comedy shows.
Huh. What happened? Hey, I got...
Screw you, man. did you go to my last show? Were you there? I didn't even see you.
it was as quiet as cold, dude.
I know. I think there's more laughter here than there was there.
You can hear a pin drop.
Yeah. I think a few of them did drop, man. Shoot.
I
was
rebelling because I think we're done, right? I had nourished
back in my life.
Yeah, I think so, dude.
And
turned into
nightmares.
Yeah. Hey. What up?
No can do. You look like we're on a commercial.
I think we're done, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's
I don't know. Killer, DJ Nobody. Do we hang up?
Yeah, I guess. Well, check my number. Shout out to back. DJ Shadow. The great DJ
Shadow. Hell. Shit, we got all bases covered. Brat, 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 brat.
I think we're still on the air.
Okay, James and Josh from Uncle here with us live on the session tonight. And for the next 30 minutes, live on Radio 1 in the mix, is DJ Shadow.
Shadow.
known. Yeah, you're back on Versatile Radio. We still got Freddie Garcia with us, and we want to congratulate the winner once again. I want to thank comedian Dennis and DJ Cazelle for calling in and for joining us right here at Versatile Radio. Thank you, Mr. Freddie Garcia. We look forward to seeing you Friday night. Yeah,
all right.
And
yeah,
once again, congratulations to the three winners. And I believe
congratulations,
Joey and Joe. Basically, what you guys got to do is you guys are going to give me your name. He's going to write it on the guest list. And as soon as you arrive, they'll already have you marked at the door that you're going to get
exactly.
in.
Exactly. Yeah,
okay.
If there's any problem, just ask for Freddie, and then I'll go up there and take care of you guys, accommodate you, and you'll be all good to go.
There you go. All right. So congratulations, and once again, thank you, Freddie.
We got it.
All right. Take care.
Okay,
Marty.
Thanks for having us on. Yep. Appreciate it.
One
much love.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Have a good night.
I'm crying over you. You better believe that. recording artist Amaretto, and you're listening to The Shadow, Shadow, Shadow.
recording artist Ray Alvarez and learn to mix with The Shadow.
Get ready to be amazed by The Shadow, The Shadow, The Shadow, The Shadow, The Shadow, The Shadow, The Shadow.
Shadow. in the mix with the shadow. The shadow. The shadow. The shadow.